Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's O'Neill. If you missed me, we were out last week. I hope you're joining us this morning. 2 hours of outdoors headed your way, and we may talk a little politics today, but not much, because it's the weekend. It's time to spend some time with your family, fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, staying outside instead of being sequestered where it's legal and where it's recommended. So this is O'Neill Outside. 2 hours. 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern on WSB and 95.5 FM, 7:50 a.m. The SB Nation Radio Network, 155 stations across the country, and we hope that you'll join us. I would take this opportunity to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television, Fox Networks across the country. And if you'll go to my website at O'NeillOutside.com or O'NeillOutside.net, you can write on the VOD, the Video On Demand Networks, both at the website and the Video On Demand Networks, you can watch Past Adventures of O'Neill Outside. So we have a busy morning, of course, as always, over the next couple of hours. And I could tell you, please, if you like, visit O'NeillOutside.com right there on the homepage. My first, I got the second one headed your way, believe me, but my first book called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's gotten some great reviews. It's not John Steinbeck. It's not Ernest Hemingway. It's just some Georgia and a few adventures across the world, hunting and fishing, mostly the places and the people that I met those times. A little adventure here and there. We'll have the radio prize package and the Rocco's prize package, the Medal of Honor. We'll have your calls and have some great questions. I'd like to hear from you this morning about springtime fishing and turkey hunting. We can talk about that over the next couple of hours. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio program in the country, and it's made that way because of you. So, this is O'Neill, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans.
All right, 12 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. This is O'Neill Outside. As a reminder, and I hope you enjoy the program this morning, it's my obligation and pleasure to tell you this program is brought to you every week by Works Tools. As a matter of fact, it is Works Radio. I used some of those tools this week, that battery-powered stuff. Hey, man, that's the stuff. Anyway, by Stripling's General Store, Tough Shed, Snellville Heating and Air, Rocco's Pub, the Department of Natural Resources, State Parks and Historic Sites in Georgia, Big Green Egg, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Arctic Ice Freezer Packs, O'Neill's Podcast, Fisher's Choice Baits, and Year One Auto Parts. 12 after the hour, we've already got some calls coming in. Why not get to them? Someone's kind enough to take the time to give us a call. Let's talk now to Dave, and he's calling from Woodstock, Georgia. Good morning, Dave. What's going on with you, sir?
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing this morning?
Outstanding. How about you? You've got a turkey hunt planned?
I do. I am on the road now. Oh. I'm headed up to Fannin County and going to try to call up a gobbler, and if I get one, I'm going to brine him up this week and put him on my green egg smoker for Easter next week.
Man, oh man, what a combination of events coming up. I hope you get one.
Yeah, I've got plenty of turkey hunting gear in my back seat, but I also brought my fishing gear with me. I'm going to go up and try to fish either Hiawassee or Appalachia a little bit today. I understand they're catching some brown trout up there right now, so I'm going to try that after I get done turkey hunting.
Yeah, thank goodness that years and years ago, that some enterprising and, we'll call them enterprising, energetic people brought rainbow trout and brown trout to Georgia. Because yes, indeed. It's a matter of fact, the brown is called the German brown.
Right. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Otherwise we would have, and it's, you know, not necessarily a disappointment, but otherwise we would not have rainbows and browns. We would have only brook trout.
Correct.
That's the native species. Well, have you got some gobblers located?
It's been a little tough this year. I've not been able to get out and scout much at all. I've got one turkey I located opening day, but he was really henned up, and we're going to try a different location this morning to see if we can get into a little bit more. And we're going to go up between Will Scott and Sutchis this morning and give it a try.
Well, you're in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the mountains.
That's where I grew up. That's my old stomping ground. I know those hills, so that's not
too bad for me. Oh, there you go. That's the first thing I tell people when they ask me, what do you need to do to be a good turkey hunter? And I say the first thing you have to do is understand the lay of the land.
There you go. I've got a cousin who's a fantastic turkey hunter. He taught me how to hunt. He always said that turkeys are like gold; they're where you find them. So they don't necessarily hang out where we think they should. They hang out where they think they should, and you just got to find where they're at. You know, if it takes a little walking to get to them, that's what you got to do.
That's exactly right. That's my only complaint, because we live up here in the mountains, and adjacent to our home here is the Dawson Forest. The only trouble with hunting in the mountains is when you get out of the truck, you have to walk uphill, and somehow or another, you have to walk uphill to get back to the truck. I don't understand that.
Yeah, the land changes as the day goes on. Maybe it's when the sun comes up and the heat hits at the mountain, you know, the hills change their angles or something, because it does seem that way. But I tell you, an area I would love to hunt, and I've always wanted to my entire life and just never got over there, and that's over in the Chattahoochee National Forest around Brasstown Ball.
Yes.
I would love to hunt that area over there, and I've got so many places to go, it never figures into my list, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know, you've probably heard me say it before, but I want you to know, as far as I'm concerned, my own personal opinion is that the eastern wild turkey is the number one big game animal in North America for a whole host of reasons. Have you ever had or taken the opportunity to hunt out west to hunt the Rio?
Well,
the Rio Grande.
I lived in Oklahoma for 20 years, and in Oklahoma, if you were in the eastern end of the state, you were hunting easterns. If you were hunting in the majority of the state, you were hunting Rio Grandes. And if you were out in the panhandle, you could actually shoot a merriam. So you could get three species in one state, which is very nice. But it took a lot of traveling to get that done, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
as far as I'm concerned,
I never got all three. I never managed to get all three in one season, but I've also hunted Montana and killed merriams out there. But, the Rio Grande, I tell you what, I've always said you could fill up your pickup truck with Rio Grandes for about every two or three easterns you managed to kill.
Absolutely. So, the Rio Grande and the merriam will practically come up and eat out of your hand.
The
eastern will hurt your feelings.
Yeah, there's an old saying that the difference between a turkey and a deer is if you if a man stands still long enough, a deer will think it's a tree or a stump.
Mm-hmm.
But if a tree stands still long enough, a turkey will still think it's a man, you know.
I hadn't heard that. Well put. Good luck to you today, sir. Now you owe me a call next week now.
All right. You bet. I'll call you back and let you know how we did.
Mighty fine. I'd really appreciate that. You absolutely do that. There we go. All right, my friend, there you are. There's Dave, and let's see. We've got to get Dave off the air here. We got my program's not working, Corey, so we can drop that. All right, it's 18 after the hour. Let me ask you guys a question. I know that this political atmosphere, but our COVID-19, the problems that we're having, you don't need a description from me. I want everybody to know throughout the telecast today and for O'Neill throughout the day, throughout the weeks that are upcoming, we're going to be fine. We have smart people looking after us by and large, especially the medical profession, home care, emergency services, firemen, policemen, those people that will continue to work. Now, I'm just sitting up here at the cabin, okay? Gail and I haven't been out in 3 weeks. Gail, I don't think, has been out the front door for 3 weeks. So we're going to be just fine. And my personal economic, and then I'll get off of this, but my personal background in the study of economics and the role of government in economics and the role of government in a free market economy. I went to Emory. I graduated with a degree in economics. And not that I know everything, but I keep up with it. And I've done the necessary and then some reading. And the administration, the bank, we are doing the right things. Things that were not done in 1929, 30, 31, 32, 33. We are doing the right things, and we will come out of this fine. Okay? So, and then we can continue our hunting and fishing when we can get outside. Now, the lakes and all, everything's open. Just don't put 10 people in a pontoon boat and ride around the lake. Maintain your distances safely. Be out in the fresh air. Be like Dave and go turkey hunting. It'll worth it. The turkeys don't have viruses and of this type. So enjoy the weekend by starting off listening to O'Neill Outside. That sounds like it's reasonable, doesn't it? Okay, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area and all across the country at 800-972-8255. I have a question for you. What is the number one bait? You've only got one. What is the number one bait for game fish in the springtime? What do you choose? Let's talk about it when we get back. Stay right. Well, a lot of people are out in the woods. They're headed for the woods. They've got some turkeys located, and we're talking to them today. And as always, which we enjoy so much, let's first, did we lose Mark, Corey? Okay, he'll call back. So let's talk to Howard. He was next in line. Good morning, Howard. You're on the radio program. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you, young man?
Lovely. You on the way to the woods?
Yes, sir. I'm headed to beautiful Talbot County, Georgia. Hopefully,
okay,
this time I can be smarter than that old Wiley bird.
You are all right. You are smarter, but you're not quite as astute as he is in the woods. He can see better than you.
He can see better, and his instincts are a lot better because he's always got Mr. Coyote or Bobcat on his tail. He's a little.
Oh, you bet. Right. Well, you know, just think about how attentive you would be if every day, every waking hour, something was trying to get you.
You know it, right, sir? I always thought that deer hunting, when as I slip into a stand in the morning and it's dark, thinking about how quiet I could be if I knew someone had a rifle out there looking for me. So
that's exactly right.
But that's the challenge. That's why I love to go to the outdoors. But I wanted to answer your question about the bait you go to.
Okay, please do.
It's just a confidence thing. We all know that when you're fishing, that bait, if you don't have confidence in it, they're not going to bite it, and I like to throw a jerk bait.
Oh, good for you.
It's one of the things I grab. It's an active bait. I can move the rod, and I love a jerk bait, and that's the one I pick up and go to.
Well, you know what? You know, the jerk bait, to me, and I solicit your comment, the jerk bait to me is good because you get to see it happen almost.
That's correct. And years of fishing it, I've learned many different ways to approach it in many different patterns. And it's not simply jerk it back in all the time. I change erratic motions, and it's a versatile bait that I use in a lot of situations.
Okay, let me give you know, O'Neill always has a big mouth tip, okay?
I'll take it.
Okay, here. If you got on jerk bait, all right, and you know you don't hook up every cast. I mean, you don't hook up with every bite. So he sometimes misses it, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, he misses it sometimes, like a buzz bait, like a spinner bait. He'll strike at it, and he'll miss it, okay? If you have a weighted worm, a Texas rig, if you have a weighted worm that you can throw back into that swirl, you'll catch him almost every time.
That's exactly right. I always try to keep one handy. That's great. That's
right.
Tip.
Now
I
learned,
appreciate that.
I learned that. That's not. I didn't discover that myself. I fished a tournament years ago, and enjoyed it very much. I fished with Rick Klun. And Rick, as you know, Bassmaster Angler of the Year, won the Classic four times, blah, blah, blah. He was an enjoyable partner that day. But he taught me that, and it works.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I actually met Rick Klun at Seminole one time at Wingate's Lodge. He's a very interesting fellow.
Yes,
well,
look, he is.
Go ahead, O'Neill.
Go ahead, please.
No. I was going to say... I know you usually speak with one of my good buddies, Mac Farr. And,
yes.
If you talk to him this morning, you tell him that Howard said hello. He'll know.
I will do that. He'll call us. He'll call us just after 5 o'clock, and I'll remember that.
No, he's a good friend of mine and a great guy. And my story on Mac Farr is he's such a good fisherman. If he falls in a mud puddle at the Walmart parking lot, he's got a fish in each pocket when he stands up.
Yeah, you're right. He creates his own luck, and it's Mac Farr who established the umbrella rig as a dependable go-to technique for Lake Lanier. It really
does work. He's a great, and he's a better person. I'm not just to brag on Mac, but he's a better person than he is fisherman, and he's best fisherman I know. O'Neill,
you
I
bet.
Enjoyed the time talking to you, buddy. Have a great Saturday, and you and yours stay healthy and safe.
You bet. Thanks for calling, pal. There
uh-huh,
we go.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Thanks, Howard. All right, let's go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Now, as Howard, he just talking, he likes to do a jerk bait. You know, the bait that you should use is the one you have the most confidence in. What are you using? Well, I'm using confidence. I know because of my history with a certain category of baits that I'm going to catch something by using this bait and sticking to it most of the time. In the case of Howard, his is a jerk bait. Okay? Now, so the answer is a really elusive. What is that first bait? What is that bait that you should use? Well, the one that you've had success with it before, but overall, I will tell you, in my judgment, if you use a small bait, you will get more bites in a day if you're fishing for spotted bass, largemouth, crappie, northern pike, walleye. If you'll use a small bait, you'll get more bites than if you use a big bait. So why do you ask, O'Neill? All right, let's think about it just for a second. There are more small fish in the lake, be it a pond, a stream, a major reservoir, there are more small fish in the lake than there are big fish in the lake. And the small fish are will be, because there's so many of them, they will be much more aggressive to an artificial lure than a big bait will. So, when you're fishing, vary your baits, vary your retrieve, but you'll get more bites on light line with a small bait than you will a big bait. Okay. Corey, it's 32 after the hour. Let me check and see if we've got any calls here just for a moment. I don't want to leave anybody out. I tell you what, we have time to do that. Before we get to the radio prize package, let's talk to Milton. And there's Milton right there. Good morning, Milton. It's O'Neill. Let me get you up here, buddy.
Milton Crabapple.
Hey, Milton. What do you say, pal?
Well, I'm just sitting around practicing social distancing this
morning. Yeah, good for you. Well, has the turkey season been so far?
Well, it's been good. You know, I didn't get to go but one time, but I got the biggest turkey I ever killed.
Wow.
Sure.
Well, what was the key, do you think, that got that turkey for you, that made that work?
Well, one of the keys was hunting late in the afternoon. I killed him at 10 minutes after 5.
Oh, I see.
You know, a lot of folks just hunt in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to hunt when the turkeys are gobbling, you know. But them, I'll tell you something, them turkeys are moving all day long.
Oh, yeah, they're on the prowl.
They don't go bed down, you know. They're always moving around.
Mm-hmm.
But some folks just don't like to hunt them if they ain't gobbling. But I'll tell you, I come up on these turkeys. I seen them about 200 yards away.
Oh.
I come up over the hill in a pasture. You know, I hunt up in the mountains. There's a big hill in this pasture. And I thought they might be some turkeys in that pasture. So I took out, I got one of them folding fans in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
You know, looks like a turkey's tail.
Right.
And I tell you, I put that thing up on my head I look like a Kiowa war brave when I come up over that hill.
Okay.
That thing sticking up over my head. I peeked up over the hill, and they saw that fan, and here they come.
Oh.
Scared me. There was a bunch of them. I didn't know what they were going to do. So I ducked down and got down on my knees and got my gun ready and eased my head up again. Look, they was closer. You know, them things come all the way over there to me. I finally, they got about 15 yards away. I said, that's close enough. Yes, sir.
And you took one.
Got me one of them. He was a big one, too.
Oh, yeah? How big was he? Did you weigh him?
No, I didn't have nothing to weigh him with.
Well, that's okay. I can tell if you say he's a big one.
He was a big one, I tell you. He had a foot on him like a basketball player.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had a – I'm glad you started out with a successful turkey season. Are you going to be going again?
Well, I don't know. It just depends. You know, my crabapples don't want me to get out of the house with
all this coronavirus
going on. You know, take no chances, you know.
That's right.
As long as you don't break the rules, you're all right, you know.
Certainly, certainly.
But I tell you, it's something. But there's a good side to all this, too, you know. You know, everything's closed down, and I can't get a haircut. The barbershops are closed. All the hair salons are closed. And for the first time in history, we're going to be able to see what people's real hair color is.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to end up calling this the skunk virus, because everybody's going to be walking around with a big white stripe down the top of their heads.
That's good. The skunk virus. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you had a successful start, and I'm going to take the lesson that you're giving us. Two things. Number one, don't hesitate to use that fan, number one. And number two, hunt late in the afternoon when they're not necessarily gobbling.
Well, I'll tell you something, O'Neill. Now, I ain't killed a lot of turkeys. Okay, I ain't killed a whole heap of them like a lot of people have, but over half of them I've killed have been in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Late in the afternoons, too. I don't mean 2 o'clock. I mean between 5 and 6 o'clock.
I see. Just before going to roost.
Well, not long before it. That's true, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks just. But now that's a different kind of hunting, you know. Mostly, it's unless you can't use that fan unless you got lots of open ground, because you don't want to go sneaking over a ridge in the woods with that fan up over your head.
And I've got Milton,
turkey hunter sitting over there in a brush pile or something, liable to part your head.
Milton, I've got another question for you. I'm going to hold you over because I want to hold you over and talk to you. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. I'm behind. Forty minutes after the hour, this is O'Neill. We're having a conversation right now because I had one more question for my good friend Milton Crabapple so that we can get to him. And I have another question, Milton.
Yeah, sure.
Now, your afternoon hunting for the wild turkey that you've recommended that it works for you, does that change at all as the season progresses late into the season? Do you think it's more effective later, or does it have an effect on that style or that technique?
I don't believe it does. You know, I actually, that's the first turkey I've ever killed on opening day.
Oh.
Most of them I've killed have been later on in the season.
I see.
But I think it works all the time because, like I say, you know, them turkeys are moving around all the time. They may hang around for a few minutes or somewhere in the shade when it gets hot, but, you know, they're always moving around.
Well, I think part of what, you know, I sort of answer my own question because I had the opportunity before to read and study and hunt with Tom Kelly, and he always said to hunt when the hens are already have left the tom, or the tom has already left the hens.
Well, that's a good time, you know. That's a good time to hunt because they're going to be more, them gobblers are going to be more active and more looking for hens, but it's a little different tactic, but I don't think it changes time of the day too much. I always heard if you hear turkey gobbling in the afternoon, you can kill him.
Oh, that's right. I believe that. If you
but
call and you get a,
I figured out a long time ago.
Oh, I'm with that 100%. I remember. Then I'll let you go. But I remember Tom Kelly telling and Roscoe Reams. This was Roscoe Reams who used to tell me the last 2 weeks of the season is the best 2 weeks of the year because
well, I'll tell you
the
hen that works. Me and then I'll let you go, but you try this next time
all
you
right.
go turkey hunting. Mm-hmm. If you know where there's a turkey on the a gobbler on the roost, you get set up on him. You know, try to get within 100 yards of him if you can. And right as it gets daylight, you yelp to him one time and then break out in a big circle and run all the way around to the opposite side and sit down, and he'll come right to you.
Oh. I hadn't heard that.
That's about the way it works.
A lot of people track them down that way. They surely do.
Well, I gotta get out of here, O'Neill.
Okay. Be careful, my good friend. I'll see you soon. There you go. When Milton gets ready to go, he's gone. It's 43 after the hour. I tell you what, let's do. Let's give away the radio prize package. The rules for the radio prize package are you have to be 18 years old to win. And number two, you cannot have won a radio prize package before. And don't think we don't know it because we'll have to have your email address. And if it's the same email address, we won't send it to you. How about that? So all the questions are about me or Gail or the family. So the only reason you would know the answer is that you listen to the show. This is not just regular trivia. The prizes are the following. A Bojangles gift card, a Big Green Egg koozie kit, an Angler magazine, DNR Regs magazine, Georgia State Parks guide, a can of Fisher's Choice baits. You'll need those to take the kids fishing. A selection of True Turn tackle, an Arctic Ice travel pack. You won't buy ice anymore when for your coolers. A Moon Phase clock, very important, and a Hydro Shot glass. That's like the Works Hydro Shot. The question is, name either the first name of either one of our two children. Excuse me. The first name, either one, of Gail and O'Neill's two children. If you listen to the show, you should be able to get that, and you will win the radio prize package. It's 45 after the hour, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. So we have some calls, and later on in the program, I want you to know, we will have the mailbag, and we will have True Turn tax bill. Always, but I think that the truck are listening, or whether you're at home listening, or whether you're all over the country from stations from the SB Nation network, that after the show, if you listen, then you will be entertained, maybe. I'm no entertainer. But from me or my callers and the interaction between me and my callers, you will learn something. And we have already today from Milton, great recommendation about being about hunting late in the day. It worked for him, and it has worked for him, and you should maybe give it a try to elevate your success status. So is that Mark on number six, Corey? And I'll get to him. Well, it looks like maybe we already have our question answered. In any case, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255 for O'Neill Outside. We broadcast from what we call Three Falls Cabin. It's a little 8-acre spot on the side of the mountain in North Georgia. It's called Sassafras Mountain. And our little... There's not much buildable. It's like 1 acre of buildable or a little bit more than that. And the rest of it goes off the side of the mountain down to a place called Pettit Creek. And then on the other side of Pettit Creek is the Dawson Forest. So we live kind of isolated. You got to want to go here. You just don't drop by. This is a destination. So it's called Three Falls Cabin. And We certainly do enjoy it. We've owned it for a long, long time, but we didn't build and move. We built, but then we didn't move in until about 5 or 6 years ago. We lived for 35 years in Snellville, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta, east of the city, and we lived kind of out in the. That was kind of out in the country too. It was a on a single-lane dirt road that was a circle. It was called Haynes Circle. So there wasn't much traffic. Like I said, single-lane dirt road and in Snellville. Anyway, enough about that. It's 48 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, of course. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And I'm confident that one of these calls right here radio prize package winner, but I can't tell from the way this looks, Corey. I can't tell. We'll get to it, I promise. The six is the winner. All right, let's go to that. We'll find out his name and so on. And here we go. This is O'Neill. Who's this?
Hi, O'Neill. This is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Good morning to you. You sounds good. Like you're probably going to be the winner of the radio prize package.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
If you can tell me now the first name of either one of our daughters.
That would be Amy.
Okay. Amy is our oldest. That is correct. Her name truly is Amanda, but she goes by Amy. And she was named, her name is Lillian Amanda. And that's my grandmother, and Gail's grandmother, Lillian Amanda.
See. Yeah, well, that's neat.
So, do we have your... Yeah, good. Do we have your information?
Yes.
So that we can send you the prize package?
Yes,
we do.
Sir.
Okay. Well, thank you for your participation in the program. Are you working right now on the job, or what are you doing?
No, I'm just part-time, and I just do what I can to get things taken care of. I like to buy, sell, and trade,
there you go.
So
all right.
There's always something out there for me.
Mighty fine. I'm mighty fine. Well, good for you. Have a great weekend, and it was worthwhile calling, wasn't it? You got quite a prize package. Give us a couple
yes,
of weeks
sir,
to get it to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You bet. Mighty fine. And thank you for your participation. There we go. 50 minutes after the hour, this is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We do have the True Turn here. Let's do the True Turn TJ's True Turn Tackle Tip. Let's see if I've got one for you. I bet I do. I usually kind of prepare for this when I can. True Turn Tackle Tip. True Turn Tackle Tip. Okay. Here's a True Turn Tackle Tip. Okay, this is a good lesson. It's springtime. The time for the largemouth bass, when the water temperature gets to be 65, 67, 68, then the male bass will, with the using his tail, he will fan out a circle of about 2 feet square. That's the bed. And he will invite the larger of the species, the female, he will invite her up to the bed and to get her to lay eggs in that bed, which he would fertilize. And she sticks around there for a couple of days. So the big bass, the one you want to catch, is on the bed in shallow water, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet, maybe 3 feet deep. You can see her. My recommendation and the True Turn tackle tip is the following. Don't do it. Leave her alone. Unless you're in a tournament, and I know the self-serving rewards of taking a big bass off the bed and so forth, but if you're just a fun fisherman, a weekend fisherman, just some guy who enjoys the sport, leave that bass alone. Why? Well, you say, if I catch her, I just put her back. Are you sure she goes back to the bed? Will she go back to the bed? Maybe. Maybe she won't go back to the bed. Out of the hundreds of thousands of eggs that she lays and is fertilized and guarded by the male, 1 in 100,000 will end up being a 12-inch long bass. So with the millions that she spews out or lays there in that bed, if you catch her and you keep her from spawning, you just kept a whole bunch of bass from reestablishing a livelihood in your pond or in the lake. Resist the temptation, please. This is my feeling. I don't fish for bedding bass at all, and I recommend that you consider not fishing for bedding bass also. Give it a try. It's kind of a topic of conservation, if you will. The lake will be better off. And you, knowing that you could have caught her, probably, should be enough. Take a look at her and leave her alone. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. This is O'Neill. It's 57 after the hour. Let's chat. He's been holding on quite a while. We always enjoy talking to Wade, calling from Kentucky. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. What's on the agenda for you for the weekend?
Well, I have to keep a list because I keep forgetting what I want to talk to you about.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
Your book. I want your book. And I've got the regulations for you, and I got a bunch of pictures printed up. to mail to you.
Oh, good.
You want absolutely a money order for that book, or you out with a personal check?
Well, just go to my website. They're on the homepage.
I don't do I don't do the financial transaction with my on a no. I'm mailing you an okay envelope with a book for the fishing, hunting, and fishing regulations. I'm gonna mail you a money order. You want a postal money
okay
order?
That'll
or
be fine.
Personal check.
No, the money order's fine. A check's fine. Whatever's easy for you.
A check's okay. I got to go to the post office anyway, but to mail it to you.
Okay.
All right. So $14.99, that covers shipping and handling.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, see, I won when I won that prize package. I won Tom Kelly's book, The Seventh Inning, from you.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah, but that's when I first started listening. Well, that's when I first started calling you. I've been listening to you for a long time.
That was a long time ago. Great book. He's a great writer.
I very well enjoyed that.
Oh, yes.
And we'll talk about them Thunder Chickens.
Okay.
Up here on the Barren River on that river plenty.
Uh-huh.
Lord, help on hell.
What?
These fellas up here, they think it's on like Donkey Kong. I've seen more birds in the last week. I couldn't get a hold of you last weekend. We had that tornado come through up here.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I couldn't get you. I couldn't get you last weekend for nothing. I got so mad I had to go back to bed.
Oh.
But they run it crazy up here. I've seen more birds last week than I have since I've been up here.
Well, they're getting active. It's that time of the year. You must have had a good hatch a couple years ago. Okay.
These teachers.
Uh huh. Yes.
They shut us down. If they shut them down there in Buford, I got a friend that teaches in Buford.
Uh-huh.
She got one more year, she retires, but they've been giving out lunches, you know, for these kids, you know, and the next week's spring break, so they only on after that, but they're going to shut them down in there, but they still going to give them kids 2 meals a day until the end of the school year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.